Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Linda Motley Muhammad, and I am the host of Blog Talk Radio show, Soul in the City. And today, I just thought I'd be the guest today and not have a guest today because basically it's some things that I really want to reintroduce myself to my listeners. First of all, that I am a child of the Most High God. I'm a Christian. I believe that Christ is my personal Savior, and I live to lift him up, though I don't have to do it because he says that he draws all men unto him. And I didn't want it to be a question about who I was and what I believe in. And I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, as it says in the Bible. I believe in the Bible, and I believe in every word of the Bible. I believe that it was divinely inspired from God to men, and I believe it from cover to cover. That is where I am with things, and I want that to be said, and I proudly proclaim it. And even as I speak, if you don't know him or have a relationship with him, I invite you to call in and let me do the prayer with you that takes you to him, because basically to receive Christ is a gift. And it's simple as saying, I receive you in my heart. I need you. When you say those words, it doesn't have to be fancy or anything. It's just it's the choice of receiving God and accepting his son as your personal savior and knowing that he loves you. And because he loves you, he died on the cross for you. To save you, to set your soul free, to give you everlasting life, and living the life of freedom as a Christian, as a person of God that has a relationship with his son and his Christ is a way of life. And life, trials may come, and they will, and they do, but he gives you direction, he gives you answers, and it happens in his divine timing. And as I get older, I realize that I know as sometimes human beings, as souls in the city, we like to control things. And as you evolve, you know that God is in control. And when you allow him to take the control that he already has, because he's had control of the universe since the beginning of time, then your life becomes easier. And when you reach those trying places, you know that it's just something you go through. You don't stay there. You don't camp there. When you reach the trials in life, you're able to walk through them to the other side. And I have so learned that. And giving my life to Christ has been such a freedom for me. As you can see, my name is Linda Motley Muhammad. I was a Muslim, and not that I have anything against that. But God brought me from something into his marvelous light, and with that light came understanding, and I became a child of light. So what this program and this radio program is about is being a child of light and lighting up the world, which sometimes can be a pretty dark place. But when you become a child of light, when you come into darkness, you transform the room. You transform the space that you're in into light, because light conquers the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. So we become transformers in a way, and we become world changers, and we become ambassadors. We become ambassadors for Christ and who he is. And we just lift him up, and he draws men unto him. So as I say, the name of the program is Soul in the City, but the goal of the program is for you to know who you are. And though there are souls in the city, as you connect to Christ and have a relationship with him and our Heavenly Father, you become who you've always been since the beginning of time, a spirit in the city that lights and helps people be guided to Christ. One of the things that I really wanted to talk about today was the church. And a lot of times in our programs, what we're gearing it to is not necessarily to answer the questions, but to make you think about the questions and make you be aware and make you research some of the things. And whether you agree with the guest on this program or not, the goal is to make you think. And if you don't agree, call us. If you do agree, call us, and let's talk about it.
Some of my things with the church is that the church is really not a building or a place. The church is us. We are the church, the believers of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We are the church that inhabit that space. And you bring church with you wherever you go. If you're a nurse, as I am, and I also am a nurse, wherever I go, I bring the church with me. So the church to me is not a place or a building, but it's a living, breathing organism. And as we as believers move throughout and get outside of the perceived walls of the church and start interacting in the world, because we are light beings, we draw others to the light. The Christ in us draws people to the light, and they want to know. Because as a believer, your life shows a pattern that when things happen, there's a peace that passes all understanding that you have, that people want to know, what do you do to get that? How do you get that peace? So the church to me is not a place or a building, or even a denomination, because sometimes I think that we get into these denominational interludes and interlocks about I'm this, I'm Baptist, I'm Catholic, and we might use that as a title, but who we really are God's children and partakers with Christ in the heritage of who God is, and we're His children, kings and queens in His kingdom. And as we walk this earth, we should walk it as that. We are the body of Christ. And that comes with power because as God works through you and in you, because God is, and you hear me say that on the program, because God is, I am. Because God is love, I am love. Because God is power and strength and wisdom and powerfully a creator of the universe, I am love, power, wisdom. Because God is grace and mercy and kindness and compassion, so am I. I can have grace toward my fellow man. I can have love toward my fellow man. I can have compassion for my fellow man. Because God is, I am, and you often will hear me say that on the program. And it's empowering. And part of who we are in this program is to empower others to be all that God called you to be. Because to me, it's to be lost to not work in the power of who God called you to be, whatever that is. Because whether, you know, it's perceived as a big part or a small part, we all need each other, and we all need those parts in order to move about. Because we are the body of Christ on the earth. We are His hands, arms, and He moves and walks through us through the vessel of the Holy Spirit. And I'm even learning to be guided by the Spirit in this world realm, to hear God, and to be directed by that God. And sometimes you hear it very clearly, and sometimes as I go through this, I don't, did God really say that to me? But I'm learning that as I take that in faith and as I walk that out in faith, His voice is so very clear to me and becoming clearer every day, and to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Because even this program today, I am just being directed by the Holy Spirit in what to say and how to say it, which is really a leap in faith for me, just to be directed and let the Spirit talk through me to educate and empower us. I've kind of, this whole week, kind of come across some things and some people and some things that they've said as body of believers, you know, about being fearful or anxious, and we all experience that at some point. We are fearful and anxious. But because God is an overcome, he doesn't have fear. He can't coexist with fear. It makes me question, why should we choose to be fearful? Why should we choose to be anxious? Because it's not a part of who God is, and God is inside of us. So as I evolve through this life, this program will also evolve. And as I said, what the goal of the program is to make you question some of the things in life. And who the church is the vessel of Christ on the earth. And our goal is to evangelize and to proclaim the gospel that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is loving and giving, and we do not have to live in fear or poverty or want or any of those unless we make the choice to do so. And that's a powerful statement, and some people may agree and some may not. If you don't, that is one you always can call or write a comment toward that, whether you agree with me or not. It truth stands whether you agree with me or not. And as members of the body of Christ, our goal and our passion should be to lift him up so that he can draw all men unto him. So today on the program, what I really was focusing to do was to lift him up, to lift up Christ and say to the world that this is the God that I serve, and he is awesome, and he is glorious, and he is marvelous in his own right. And because he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for me, the blood that is cleansing and purifying and righteous and good and merciful, that blood that is healing and all that, and even more than I could even possibly describe, I live a life that is full and abundant. And even when I'm low, when I cry out to him, he fills me up yet once again. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Trust me, I stumble and I fall and I bump my head and my toes sometimes. But because God is so gracious and merciful, he awfully picks me up when I fall down. He hugs me, brushes me off, and sends me back into the world. And it's an awesome place to have not religion, which sometimes can be a set of rules and titles and all of that, but to have a relationship with our Father, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. I just invite anyone that doesn't know God like that to have a relationship with him, to be able to call on him when you're having hard times, good times, or bad times. I invite you, if you do not have that, it is the answer to all of life's questions, and it is what gets you through. So as I end the program, I just wanted to, one, introduce you and tell you who I really was, invite you to Christ, and to let you know. And once again, as I end the program, I say, though it is, the program's called Soul in the City, what we're seeking to achieve is to help you be a spirit in the city as God is spirit, and not only a spirit, but a light from our. So we invite you to be that. And as I end the program, I bless all that have listened. I speak peace into your being. I let you know that God is and God is real. And because God is, you are. So as we end, we say bye on Soul in the City. Thank you very much for listening.